It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
A recent sojourn through New Yorker magazine brought me a brief accounting of a development that warmed my gardening heart. It involves feeding people in areas where, because of geographic or political reasons, food cannot be grown. A search for better methods of dropping aid from the sky was undertaken by members of the Royal Air Force. The example of urban environments in war-torn Syria was used, where logistical difficulties of landing giant pallets of food in small areas of a city were nearly impossible. And if a food drop were successful, civilians who attempt to recover and unpack a half metric ton of food can quickly find themselves sniper targets. But a British aeronautics engineer named Nigel Gifford has an idea that may ultimately save thousands of lives that have been placed in danger through war or environmental disasters like floods or earthquakes. Gifford has designed an aircraft built out of food. It's called the Pouncer, and it's an edible glider that weighs 145 pounds with a 10-foot wingspan. It's designed to be released from a cargo plane and can travel as far as 60 miles to its target. The fuselage is packed with grains and is programmed with individual landing coordinates. The glider has no engine, but does have a navigation system that can adjust the wings to guide it to land within 23 feet of its target. While in the British Armed Forces, Nigel Gifford designed feeding programs for soldiers in hostile environments. He's also an aeronautical engineer, veteran skydiver, and Everest mountaineer. A couple of years ago, he formed Windhorse Aerospace and helped design the Pouncer, with a preformed plastic shell that is waterproof and highly aerodynamic. Vacuum-packed food, water, and medical supplies are integrated as partial components within the wings and body. The concept is similar to a clamshell container offered at a supermarket salad bar. After landing, and once food is distributed, the wood in the frame can be used as cooking fuel, and the clamshell structure can be converted to a shelter if needed. Mr. Gifford is continually at work improving his initial concept. Efforts are underway to create a ground launch catapult system as another way to get the Pouncer airborne. And though the frame currently has some wooden components, Mr. Gifford is working to eventually replace them with food. He's thinking hard-baked, grain-based material that can be soaked in water and added to a meal will work nicely. His search for food that is high in tensile strength has led him to dried, vacuum-packed meats that are showing promise as landing gear. In a time when good news and brotherly love sometimes seems to be at a low ebb, I found this story to be a definite bright spot. And as a gardener who gladly plants and gives garden produce whenever possible, it has spurred me on to continue to grow too much so that others can benefit. Information used in creating this story for Growing on the High Plains came from the New Yorker magazine in its World Changers issue, December 18, 2017. The author, Ben Taub, is a staff writer for the New Yorker magazine. Information written by John Anderson for the New Atlas website was also used.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.